Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lord, without you, I cannot deliver your word. It is your anointing that will touch your people. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for those who have been brought by you this day, this first day, this ninth month. You have protected us and you have added this day into our lives. I pray now for revelation, for deliverance and healing. I pray that this word will remain in their hearts and that they will rise and do your works and bring glory to the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving me another chance, O Lord, to speak your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. The title of the message is Jesus and the Ministry of Deliverance. God is in the business of delivering people. God is a great deliverer. 2 Samuel 22:2 says, David filled with the Holy Spirit and he said, spoke about God in this way, 22:2. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. He goes on to say that he is a deliverer. God is a great deliverer. He loves to give deliverance. It is his heart's beat. It's his message. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, man obeyed Satan, and God promised a deliverer, even at the Garden of Eden. He promised the coming of Jesus. And even later on, when the people of God disobeyed his laws and statutes, he sent to deliverers like Moses, like Samuel, like Gideon, like Samson, David, King Saul, and so on. I mean, you can go on naming them. They came and delivered them from the hands of the evil men. When they sinned, God sold them to their enemies. This is a picture of satanic kingdom. Those people physically are a picture of a type of evil spirits. It's the same thing now. When God's people sin, God will deliver us into the hands of demons. That won't make anybody say amen. I know it. But you remain in unforgiveness. Jesus himself said, my Father will do the same thing and hand you over to the torturers. Those are demonic spirits. Never have peace until you say, Lord, I forgive. God is a great deliverer. He's in the ministry of deliverance. You see, he delivered his people from Egypt. He delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh. He delivered them from the hands of the taskmasters. It is a type of salvation. Salvation is deliverance. You just that word just most of the time means nothing for the church. You have been delivered. I have been delivered. If you're born again, you are delivered from the hands of the devil. It's a great deliverance. And it cost the life of the Son of the Living God. It's a deliverance. You see, the whole world is under the power of the devil. 1 John 5:19 says so. The whole world is under the power, the domain of the Satan. Pastors, some of them, they don't believe in the reality of a being called Satan. They preach, they have gone to the Bible college, but then they come back, they preach religion. Nothing but religion, head knowledge. Now, every man needs deliverance from Satan, demons, sin, flesh, and the world. Romans 11:26, Paul quoting from Isaiah 59:20, the deliverer shall come out of Judah. The deliverer shall come out from Zion. That is the scripture. Who is the deliverer? Jesus Christ himself. Luke chapter 1, Zechariah filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke these words. Luke chapter 1 verse 68. You have to go quickly to the scriptures because I cannot waste our empty space over there in the cassette. I just want to get this message. The Holy Spirit helping me. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people and hath raised up a horn of salvation or deliverance for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which has been since the world began, that we should be delivered from our enemies, you may have it saved, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered, say delivered, we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. God delivers us that we may serve him, brother. God sent the message through Moses. He said, I will set you free and you shall serve me in this mountain. You are delivered to serve Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, not to get a membership, whatever, in a church. No. You are delivered to serve him. Many seek deliverance without any ambition or whatever, without anything. They just want deliverance. Take the hook off. Take the problem off. My body. Just heal me. And God is merciful. He does it. But that they just go about in their own lives. Remember today, God has set you and me free from the hands of the devil to serve his son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when Jesus came, Matthew 1:21, you know, the angel told Mary to name him what? Jesus. Jesus means Savior. Savior means deliverer. Jesus means deliverer, the one who delivers us. Hallelujah. He is the deliverer. Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Shall we take that quickly, please? Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Look at what Joel writes through the Holy Spirit. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what? Delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be what? Deliverance. So, this was done publicly. Jesus never concealed it. You see, one man watched Jesus casting out demons. Mark chapter 9. I wonder if we can only follow this man. Mark chapter 9, verse 38. And John answered him and saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils or demons in thy name, and he followeth not us. We forbade him or stopped him because he is not following us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle. Casting out demon is a miracle, my dear. Miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Now watch verse 38, coming back to it. John answered him saying, Master, we saw. If he was doing that, casting out devils inside a room, John couldn't have seen it. That man did it publicly. Why? Jesus did it publicly. You know why there is so much a deadness in churches today? Because the church need to be set free. They need to be set free. People think, oh, well, I have no nothing. Wait until the anointing comes. One Assemblies of God lady came with a child and the deliverance was going on in our church and we were calling out some demons. I saw her at this distance where those steps are. I saw her getting out of the steps over there into the sand and I was calling out, I don't know, was it a spirit of contention and strife? Something like, yeah, come out in the name of Jesus. And I saw her diving like a dolphin, boom, leaving the child. The child fell on the floor and she was turning, convulsing on the floor. And afterwards, after deliverance, she came and I gave the mic and she said, Pastor, I've been a Christian for 20 years. I never thought that I had these things within me. And she wept. She did not know. As if she was getting down outside the church building. And she went, boom, like a diver. The demon threw in the presence of Jesus Christ. I tell you, when the Holy Spirit walks in and he folds his sleeves, that church is going to be free. But are we prepared to allow the Spirit of God? No, I don't think so. We got our programs. We got all made up. There is nothing
unpredictable takes place in the church. Everything you can say one by one by one by one, what's going to happen? So the people sit there as if they are taking ganja. Ah, I wonder when this man is going to be finishing. Ah, oh my God. Why did I come? Jesus did this in the open public. Yeah, he did it. Glory to God. I don't know how much room we have there. Really, let me say. And they couldn't receive it. They missed it. Because he said, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And he began to speak. And he was going to do and set those people free. But they missed it. Many churches are missing today. The Holy Spirit is right there. And they don't even know that he has walked away. They just say, all what is left is just a song. And just a message. It's just a performance. It's just nothing. Religiosity. And that's why everything seems dead. And they use it, well, I don't feel like coming, you know. I don't know. But maybe something wrong with me. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. If this message doesn't trigger you off, you are playing church. It is not my message. No. 1:13. Well, let me go back to 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Say, delivered us. You see, God has delivered us from the power of darkness, from the dominion of Satan, from the power of Satan. That is born again experience. Nobody can do that. No church, no pastor can do that. You better know that you are saved. The devil is going about doing overtime and getting souls together, take them to hell. And the church is sleeping, involved in their own programs. Nothing else. All blah, 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 blah. Nice. See? Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and that translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So God is a great deliverer. Now turn with me to Mark chapter 1 verse 21. I'm going to place before you some of these truths. And I am trusting and I am looking to the Holy Spirit who is here. To put these words and to make these words sink into your hearts. Mark chapter 1 verse 21 to 28. Mark chapter 1 verse 21 to 28. And they went to Capernaum, and straight away on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue. Well, for us it's Sunday. For them it was Saturday. Now watch what he's going to do. He entered into the synagogue. You see where the church was gathered. And what did he do? And they were astonished his doctrine, for he taught him as one that has authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in the synagogue a man with unclean spirit. A man with an unclean spirit. Very good translation. You can have an unclean spirit, or many. Now don't get mad at me. Now I'm not going deep over there to explain to you, well, you get that a Christian can have a demon. Just forget it. I'm going on with a different message. I'm speaking about the deliverance of the ministry of Jesus. And you're going to see some truths which you have never seen. And as the Holy Spirit is here, I'm expecting him to get this one burning in your hearts, so that you will run with your anointing to save souls and to deliver the captives free. Now, verse 23, and there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Who cried out? The demon spirit cried out, not the man, saying, let us alone. What have you got to do with thee, O thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, hold your peace. And come out of him. You know, actually, the hold your peace is the direct translation. Actually, the Hebrew say, the Greek says, be muzzled. Be muzzled in their time is equivalent to shut up. In fact, Jesus said, shut up and come out of that man. It was in the middle of the service. It's like a Sunday morning. I'm coming to a point. He said, shut up and come out of that man. And when the unclean spirit has torn him, you see there was a manifestations. But never heard him. Probably he just rolled on the ground and just in front of everybody. He was just an ordinary man coming, well, Sunday or Saturday after Saturday, coming and worshiping the Lord. He sang songs and the day came, Jesus was right there in front of him and he was speaking under the anointing, and the spirit, evil spirit within that man couldn't stand that anointing. The presence of God, the light of God brought the evil spirit to the surface. This is what we need. It just came to the top. And Jesus kept the man there and rebuked the devil and delivered him. He never sent that man outside. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, and he came out of him, and they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, what is this? What a new doctrine is this? For with authority he commanded even the unclean spirit, they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region around Galilee. Brothers and sisters, this is the first recorded miracle of Jesus. Write that down in your Bible. The first recorded miracle of Jesus in the Bible. This is what he did. Put that man there in the synagogue and get that demon, that spirit out of him. Don't know what and what things this demon did. Definitely it must have damaged him. Took away his peace. Probably created a lot of contention and strife within the family. Look at what is happening. Where have we gone away from this ministry? Remember once again, I'm speaking about Jesus and the ministry of deliverance. Now, Jesus initially was known to the people as a man who will cast out evil spirits from people. That's how he was known. Are you all listening? That's how he was known among the people. Oh, he casts out evil spirits from people. We saw that. We heard that man got delivered so and so. See? This was his first impact on of his public ministry. The first thing that impressed the people of Jesus' time. It really touched their heart. You know, people who lived during the Old Testament times, they believed in evil spirits. They believed in demons. They knew all about what Moses wrote about family spirits and all kinds of witchcraft spirits and all that in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Oh yeah, they believed in demons and they exercised some kind of exorcism. Exorcism is a good, beautiful word, a nice word for casting out demons. The Roman Catholic Church loved to use that exorcism. But the plain word is get the devil out. Cast out the demon. Now, Leviticus, if you want to write this down, scriptures, Leviticus 17:7, Deuteronomy 32:17, Psalms 106:36-37. Let me just read Leviticus 17:7, what the Holy Spirit has written over there, and then go on quickly, because I got a lot of things to say, and then you're going to, I'm sure those of you are hungry for the word of God. You're going to like this. 17:7. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils. The King James says devils. Actually, the word devil is wrong. It should be unclean spirits or evil spirits or demons. It is wrongly translated in the King James. Devil is one person. That's Satan, Lucifer. But demons, evil spirits or unclean spirits is the correct translation. So let us read. Sacrifices unto evil spirits after whom they have gone a-warring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations. So they knew, they believed in demons and you know, evil spirits. I want to show you one clear example, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Turn with me quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 16, when the Holy Spirit left King Saul and when he was troubled, he was depressed, he was pressed beyond measure and he did not know what was wrong with him. And look what it is, those who were with King Saul, 1 Samuel 16, 14. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said to him, behold, see, now an evil spirit from God troubles you. Today, pastors, evangelists in churches, they are ministering, they will not know. Don't say, brother, they'll get upset, you know. Oh, if you say demons and evil spirits, they won't come to church. You know why? Embalmed with pride. It was not so in the Old Testament. It was not so in the New Testament. You know how Mary Magdalene was known to everyone during that time? A lady with seven spirits, who had seven spirits. A lady who was delivered from seven demons. That's how the Holy Spirit mentions and what shall I say? Tells us about her life. These 2,000 years we are reading that. You go to tell somebody, sister, maybe I feel maybe there are some spirits that are troubling you. What? And they go and tell everybody. Oh, you know what? Pastor Veen said that. I have a demon. Get that thing out of you. What a time that we are living in. God wants them, he's searching for them. Brothers, and let me tell you, I am here in God's business. I'm not here to serve Church of God. I'm here to serve the kingdom of God. I want to tell you this. I don't take pride in saying this. Let me say this. God has sent me with the message of deliverance, but many are rejecting it. That's up to you. But I want to say, those who are rejecting, you will die with your demons inside. You will die with your problems inside. You will die with your curses inside. But I am here to set you, and you do not know what ministers have to go through when they go on in this ministry. You hardly know, brother. You do not know the price that you have to pay. That's why they wide open their mouths, not knowing anything. Okay, let's go on. Now, even during Jesus' time, people believed in demons and evil spirits. Right? Go with me to Luke chapter 9. Look at this one. Are you going to like this? During Jesus' time, people believed in demons and evil spirits. They just knew, this is something wrong here. And so they went to Jesus for help. Luke chapter 9, verse 38. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, I am asking you, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and suddenly he cries out, and he tears him, and he foams in his mouth, and bruising him hardly departs from him. Can you see that? You see, this father of this child, this son, he came and told Jesus, you know, there's an evil spirit that's troubling my son. Oh, please. He's just tearing him. The froth is coming out of his mouth. And you know, I don't know what to do. Would you please help? They believed in those things, brother, in the reality of evil spirits. And look at verse 40. I besought, or I asked your disciples to cast him out. Cast what? That demon. Cast him out, and they could not. How often it can be said of the present day church? Eh? We just pat the demons. Go around, do as whatever you like, run around the church. You were given freedom for that. Oh my goodness. Oh my Lord. When we will turn back to the ministry of Jesus and just follow that. Just follow that. Somebody said the Bible is the easiest book to understand. You need help to misunderstand it. You didn't get that. Many of you didn't get that. You need help to misunderstand. Just read it, you will find out. Just follow Jesus. I'll show you a man who followed him. Now, this man knew about the evil spirit. Go with me to Matthew 15, 22. This is a woman. You know straight away, some of you are very familiar with the word of God. 15, 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried out unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Now, she's not a Jew, right? O son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, which is that the right translation is with a spirit, with an unclean spirit, with an evil spirit. This mother believed in attack of evil spirits. Today, can you ever find any mother coming and telling, my daughter probably is attacked by a demon, pastor, can you cast that out? I don't think so. If that happens, a revival will strike midnight today. Canada, beautifully put everything under the carpet, and we just act, oh yes, good, you're having church, isn't it? Ooh, what a love. So that lady believed in demons. What about Acts 19? I'm not going there. You know those vagabond Jews, those seven sons of Sceva, and they tried to cast out the demon from that man. Yeah. And the demon overpowered him and he went without his clothing. So they knew about the reality of demons. So I'm just establishing you something that you should know. Get these words right into your heart. You see, but the way Jesus dealt with the demons was the most original and striking feature of his whole ministry. Jesus also did miracles in his ministry, like healing, provision for food. He healed many people of their sickness. Provision for food. First, for a time, he provided food for 4,000 people, right, men. You know, by miracle, expanded the bread and the fish. And another time, 5,000. Jesus had control over nature. He stopped the wind, the storm, and calmed the sea, isn't it? Yes. He raised the dead, like that little 12-year-old girl, and also Lazarus, after being dead for 4 days, body must have been really stinking, for Martha said, Lord, by this time it'll be all decaying. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was you know, those wonderful miracles. But watch this. All these miracles of Jesus, which I mentioned just now, had already occurred in the Old Testament. Hello? They had already occurred and recorded somewhere in the Old Testament. Through Moses, through Joshua, through Elijah, through Elisha. They raised the dead, they provided food, they made the bread and the oil to multiply, and they, you know, lots of things happened, and Moses had control, and then he made the water to go blood, and lots of things happened. Joshua stopped the sun. But let me tell you, the way Jesus tackled the evil spirits, when he came, the way he did his ministry, the people of that day, they were attracted. What is this? Are you listening to me? This very ministry is under severe attack in many churches. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to accommodate it. They don't want to speak about it. They want to say, oh, speak, God is good. So it takes a good God to get Ananias and Sapphira out of the church. I don't hear any amen for that. I'm telling you, his goodness calls for judgment. His goodness calls for a whip to get the thieves out of the church. Maybe Jesus made a whip out of a rope or whatever. But I sometimes think now, if Jesus entered many churches today, he'll bring a chain, steel chain. Now, sure. Why don't you say yes? You say, And I know inside you are saying, give it, give it, give it. All right. Now, all the miracles Jesus did was outstanding and dramatic, but it was not the most outstanding or the most dramatic feature of his ministry. The thing that Jesus did was, which was not done before in the scriptural record, in the way that he treated demons. Brother Peter, I believe that it's going down in your intestine. Right? Amen. Now, Jesus spoke to them. To who? The evil spirit. He rebuked them. He commanded them to leave. God will raise many of you and give you a certificate as DD, not Doctor of Divinity, but Devil Driver. Hallelujah. I tell you, in no sooner before evening, you will turn this cover upside down. Why these people are coming over here? No, stop them.
But we are not taken. We are not following Jesus.
Okay, just bear with me and then open your heart. Let the word of God go inside. You see, the way he tackled demons, Jesus, Jesus tackled demons. This drew the attention of the people and caused his fame to go more rapidly than anything else he did.
Yeah,
he went throughout all Galilee. His fame spread just like that. One demon going out of one person, brother. And that was in front of everyone, just like for us on a Sunday, for them it's a Saturday, in front of everybody. Now, Mark 1st chapter, verse 32 and 34. We're going to go there very often now. Mark 1st chapter, 32. And at even when the sun did set, they brought to him all that were diseased. Why they had to wait till the sun went down? Because it was a Sabbath day. Nobody can carry things. So they waited until sun went down. And they carried the people, took them to Jesus. Now watch. Brought to Jesus them that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Actually, them that had or vexed with evil spirits. That word possession is also wrong, but I am not going in that line today. So don't be troubled by that word. Oh, I cannot be possessed. Yes, you are right. And cast out a few demons, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. And cast out a few spirits, many spirits, and suffered the spirits not to speak because they knew him. Yet Jesus did not want the testimony of the devil. Oh, you are Jesus, you are the Son of God, we know that you have come from heaven. Jesus did not want that. He wanted the testimony of the Father. Some people would like the demons to speak that way and then improve their ministry, you know. I mean, they take them together with them. I have seen it. Make them testify. See? So, watch this. These people came to Jesus, listen carefully, to receive healing. Say healing. But Jesus, in providing healing for many, cast out many demons from them. So from this we come to know many demons were the cause of many sicknesses. Not all sicknesses are the cause of demons, but many sicknesses have the root problem, an attack of a demon. In order to get healed from that kind of sickness, you need to get the devil out. You need to get the demon spirit out of that person. Are you listening? If I say yes, all right. The next one. Jesus did this ministry of deliverance regularly. Regularly, he did cast out demons. Now, Mark 1:39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out evil spirits. The King James says devils, so I'm just reading the correct way. Or evil spirits or unclean spirits. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out evil spirits. This thing he did regularly. Can you say regularly? You know, he did not do this in an emergency. Jesus did not cast out demons occasionally. He did preaching and casting out demons regularly. This was the normal part of his ministry. Some of you may feel sleepy now because I know what kind of message is this. An unusual slumber. You had better rebuke and keep your eyes open or run and put some water in your eyes and come and sit down here. Now, this was a normal ministry. Luke chapter 13, 31 and 32. Luke 13. Jesus was continuing his ministry. Somebody comes and says, threatening Jesus. Watch this. Luke 13, 31. The same day there came certain Pharisees saying unto him, Get thee out, depart from here, for Herod's will is to kill you. For Herod will kill you. And he said unto them, Go and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. This is a nice phrase and idiom that Jews, they say, to say that I'm going to continue doing what I am doing today and tomorrow on the third day. That's the way they spoke, you know, in their times. So Jesus immediately, you know what he said, when they threatened for his life, and he said, to go and tell him, today and tomorrow, he will do what? Number one thing, the heart of Jesus, I am going to get the demons out of people. He was all out to set the people free, because he's a deliverer, and that's why he came, and that's why he's living. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you have another kind of ministry, good on you. Today and tomorrow, this is what the Father has told me, and I will continue doing that. Jesus began his ministry that way. He continued ministry that way, casting out demons and preaching. He ended his ministry that way. Tell me, which church is following this? We got so much a program, so much of studies and Bible college certificate, the map and the exhorters, 30 years, 40 years experience, people studying overnight and memorizing things and everything. They cannot handle one demon. I don't understand this. Professing themselves to be wise, and they became idiots. Fools is a good word. Because we have heard that word very often. So sometimes I speak like this to wake you up. What? He's calling idiots. All right. Now, Jesus started his ministry that way. He continued that way. He ended that way. Brothers and sisters, what authority, audacity that we have to change the ministry of Jesus. See how the church has deviated from this? He started that way, he continued that way, he ended that way. He said, go and teach everyone that I have taught you. And the church is teaching all kinds of everything except this. And the people sit there, oh, I tell you. They are into everything, and the church has become an entertainment center. Nothing else. An entertainment center. They're catering their own emotion. They sing their own song, they sing their whatever. Now, the next one, Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. Now when the sun was setting, all that they had sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Every one of them. And demons also came out of some. Wake up. Demons also came out of some. Can you say, shout many? See, brothers, these were Jews. They were not practicing witchcraft. It is death for them if they go and worship an idol. They were normal, good people. They were having their shops, their business, whatever that they were doing, their carpenters, masons, and they come to church and they say like that. And these people, they gathered near Jesus. He laid hands on them, and the demons came out of many people. And today, the church has hidden this message, and what we have is deadness in churches. Nothing but deadness in churches. D-E-A-D, dead. And we flatter with our mouths. Oh, good times are coming. Oh, don't you see? Flattery. That's why Jeremiah was sent. Go and tell those people, those priests who are flattering with their mouth. Don't believe these lying words. If you amend your ways, and I will allow you to worship in this place. If you repent, yes, not otherwise. Don't take granted for the God that he is good. I know that word. Good, good, good. Yeah, some of you are finding difficulty in your minds. That's okay. If you find very difficult, just leave. And
You don't have to, but stay. Maybe that demon does not like. Let it leave. I'm telling you, because Satan does not. I'm not against you. What's the big idea of giving this thing and then wow? I don't get any more money or anything like that. Nothing. In fact, I take the risk. I lose some people, but doesn't matter. But I got to speak the word. But this is why the Lord has kept me alive, and He has permitted me to speak His word even today. Many have closed their eyes, and this is the ninth month, and you and I have entered into this ninth month. Be thankful to Him. Be thankful. I'm so happy, Sister Pranala, the Lord brought you in such a time, in the correct time, before you ended up your life and set you free. Hallelujah. Give clap offering to the Lord now. Praise the name of Jesus. They say, none of us will know what things that she went through. She can tell it, but we won't, you know, only she went through. Torment, night and day. All right. Now, what did I read? Luke chapter 4, verse 40 I've read. And yes, and evil spirits also came out of many, crying out, saying, You are the Son, Christ, the Son of God. And rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that He was Christ. The Bible scholars and the scribes, and they were there, they did not know who was standing in front of them. The demons knew at once. Are you there? The demons knew at once. They know who you are. What kind of power do you have? The power of God's word inside your heart. They know it. So don't try it. Be careful. When you sing pulling down strongholds, first you better cast out the devil first. Cast out one evil spirit and then try to pulling down. Where are you going to pull down? Some rope hanging over you? You cannot kill a rat inside your house. You are going to the jungle to kill an elephant. What is this? Flattery. I told you, I'm going to step on you, on your toes, maybe on your leg. But if you listen, like the Christians in Berea, and they went home and searched the scriptures day by day to see, hey, what Paul is telling, is this true? Go home to yourself. Don't accept what I'm taking. Go home, sit down, and then maybe fasting and praying. Get out on your knees and say, Lord, please teach me, Holy Spirit, and go through these things, what I have given you. Get the cassette. Listen, you will never be the same. Not telling anything that's not in the Bible. That's what you have been called for. Jesus never separated preaching from casting out demons. He never separated healing from casting out demons. You know who has separated it? The present day church. He never separated preaching from casting out demons. Casting out demons was directly connected with his preaching ministry. The present day contemporary church has separated these two. Preaching one side, casting out. Ah, no brother. No. We just going to have preaching today. See, what is the result of separating these two? Preaching and casting out demons. The result is many who need healing don't get it. And many who need deliverance don't get it. Why? We separated them. The church. The church is at fault. I'm telling you. Just follow the simple instructions of the Bible. That is all you have to do. You don't have to go to the Bible college. You don't have to get a demon out. Jesus said that. Those who believe in me shall do these things. Now, Jesus combined the casting out demons, the ministry of deliverance, with his normal ministry of preaching and teaching. He combined that. He never did it separately. Please make a note. He never separated them. The apostles followed Jesus, you know. They followed his steps. You want to see? Go with me to Mark chapter 6. They followed. They did not follow whatever credentials that they had or they had some studied. They followed Jesus.
Mark chapter 6, 12 and 13. Jesus sent them right, and they went out and preached that men should repent. See, always the message of repentance. We do not have the right to tell anybody to believe in the good news before telling them to what? Repent. Repent from your past life. Repent from your sins. So they went and preached repentance. Now what? Verse 13. And say, and they cast out some devils. Many demons. Did you see that, Brother Eric? Many demons, many evil spirits they cast out. They preached, cast out demons. They went, preached, cast out demons. That's what they did. Why? What should we be doing that? Now, here we are in a different wind blower. We are in a different track with all kinds of ministry added, with all kinds of programs filling in. Kick the Holy Spirit out of the church, and guess what? Witchcraft and all kinds of demons spring up like mushrooms. But the Jehus are here to stir up, to kill every Jezebel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, today the church is busy with other ministries. Listen to this carefully. We can change the quantity of the ministry of Jesus, but we cannot change the quality of his ministry. We can go to many places, set many people free, have meetings and deliver people in thousands. Yes. Teach them about generational curses and have so many people, believers, who could cast out demons and then minister deliverance in a vast scale. But we cannot change the quality of his ministry. But the church has changed, you know. Church has separated the ministry of deliverance from preaching. You want some more? Right. Mark 1:39. I told you, those who would like to go, because this is very important. Mark 1:39. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out evil spirits. Now, the point I'm going to bring over here is, he went about preaching and casting out demons everywhere. It's everywhere. So that means I'm going to tell what we should be doing. Jesus went about everywhere preaching and casting out demons. He went everywhere preaching and casting out demons. He went all over the places preaching and casting out demons. So we should be, all right, you're going to say preaching and casting out demons. All right, okay, are you ready? Are you ready? We are going to Pickering too. We are going to Mississauga. Why? We are going to Ajax. We are going to Ottawa. Don't make it all turn. Okay. Is it okay? Right. Here we go. Where did we stop? Now don't get your mind there. Right, here we are coming to a very important point. The next point I want to make here, Mark chapter 1 verse 23. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Verse 25. And Jesus rebuked him saying, hold your peace, in other words, shut up, and come out of him. And the demon came out. Now watch. Jesus never did casting out demons in a corner. Jesus cast out evil spirits in the open public. In the open public place of worship. He never took a demonized person, a person who has evil spirit, into a washroom, into a private place. This man was in the church. He was worshiping the Lord. And Jesus gave the word, and the demon came out of that man. We know who you are, Jesus. And probably everybody looked at him. And Jesus rebuked and set that man free. because he was surrendered to the authority of Jesus and to the word that was preached by him. Jesus did not cast out demons in a corner, not in a private room. This was part of his public ministry. He did this in the public place of worship where everybody could see. And he did this ministry of deliverance regularly, not in an emergency, not occasionally. Everywhere he went, publicly he cast out demons. Say publicly. And you know what, today we want to take these people to a corner. Why? We think better than Jesus. Oh brother, we'll disturb the service. People won't come, they get scared. So we need to tell Jesus, you know, your times are different, our times are different now. We just thought this way is better because we live in 2001 too. We modify it. We become more intelligent than Jesus himself. And then we take them to a private room. Jesus never did that. No. This is ministry of Jesus for casting out demons. He never did it as if in a privacy room, like an operating theater where nobody can go inside. We all wait outside when the surgery is going on. It's a privacy room. It is not like a privacy bedroom of a married couple when no one is allowed over there. No, Jesus did this in the open public. I want to say this again in the presence of God. Jesus Christ, the Almighty Son of God, he did this ministry in the open public. And I will tell you why he did that open public. He did it openly. Why? I show you why. Now, many today say that casting out demons should be done in a private room because they have their own reasons. Churches, pastors, and many others say, you know, not on a Sunday morning worship. Maybe don't do it in the main sanctuary. Go to the basement. Oh, yeah. The ministers of deliverance, they suffer many attacks this way. And the ministry of Jesus is cramped up and the Holy Spirit is grieved and the deliverance stops. Brothers and sisters, look at me. God Almighty, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saw Jesus suffer openly in front of everyone. Jesus suffered in the hands of the wicked men and the devil hang him on the cross over there according to the plan of God, because Jesus surrender to the will of God. And even the demon spirits spoke through people and said, if you are the Son of God, if you are Christ, come down from the cross and then we will believe. And Jesus looked down on those people and he suffered in open public. So God chose to destroy and disarm the powers of hell. They're disarming all the principalities and powers to destroy the power of Satan openly and publicly. He doesn't want to do it privately. Go with me, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. I'm going to read it in from the King James as well as from the NASB. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Oh, Holy Spirit, we pray that this word will sink into the hearts of your people. Raise many soldiers for your Lord. As your presence is here, the time has come to set free, to show mercy to Zion. Colossians chapter 2, 14 and 15. Blotting out handwriting and ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took on the way out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Say openly. I'm going to read it from the NASB because I'm going to show you, because this is a very important thing. The NASB says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting decrees against us, which is hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed to the cross, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display. Brothers and sisters, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob wants to show the people that the devil is defeated publicly. He is under the power of the name of my Son. That's why he shows it publicly. And what God is doing publicly, don't take it inside our room. You don't like it, you will never have any deliverance service. There may be some manifestation here, but they will go with the same demons. I'm telling you, he's made an open public display. That's why. That's the reason. See? So Jesus never did this in the corner. We cannot modify the ministry of Jesus. And at this point, I want to hear you something. Are you ready to hear this?